four, we have to go.
Ready? All right, thanks everybody for coming. Whenever they asked me to speak on Greg's behalf, that was obviously the logical choice. You think about Greg being a running back slash fullback, you think of the kicker talking about him. But now I'm honored to be able to speak about Greg, especially on a day like this. But just want to tell y'all, you know, a couple funny stories about Greg. Greg and I got drafted the same year by the Jags, and even before that, I was a big fan of Greg's, and we ended up being at the NFL Combine together, and he probably has no clue, doesn't remember this whatsoever, but we were in the same room, and we got put in the same group to do this one drill, and it's called the Cybex machine. Our strength coaches would know what it is, but no one else would have a clue. But what this thing does is measure your leg speed, your strength, and explosion. And so I walk in, and Greg's doing this. And Greg's just pumping them out. I mean, it looks like a machine's doing it. So after Greg gets done, who's the next person to go? They say, Josh Scobie, you're up. And I just look at the guy, I shake my head. I said, I'm good. But, you know, it ended up being pretty cool because Greg and I get drafted to the Jaguars together. And like I said, I was a fan of his before that. And I don't know if any of y'all remember the play whenever he was a senior in college, played against UNC. He takes one around the left side and hits this safety so hard that his face mask, like, explodes off. So I remember that being just an awesome play. But other than that, you know, there's so many cool things that can be said about Greg. And some of those things were actually said by some of his teammates this week whenever the Jaguars reached out to them. Some of those words were humble, unselfish, amazing teammate, kind, dominating, loyal, and committed. But most importantly, everyone knows Greg is a physical freak of nature. I mean, freak of nature. And, you know, some funny things always went around and were said in the locker room whenever Greg would decide to walk around with his shirt off. And, I mean, obviously you're in an NFL locker room. There's fit guys. People are in great shape. But for some reason, when Greg walked around, everyone just stared and would point. And you'd get the vets that would tell him to put his shirt back on, and it's hilarious. But we also had some fun fan tweets in today about Greg, and one of them is, Greg Jones wears pads because of the NFL rules. Other players wear pads because of Greg Jones. Another one was, when Greg Jones does a push-up, he just pushes the planet Earth from himself. Now we're going to watch a short video about Greg.
Ball off, going five up. There goes Greg into the end zone with no one near him. Touchdown, Jacksonville. Greg is, you know, one of the best people I've ever been around. Not only the best, one of the best football players, but one of the smartest people and just a kind person. And not selfish, you know, never was about Greg Jones. It was always about how we could help the Jaguars win a championship.
And here's the handoff to Greg Jones right up the middle. Touchdown! Touchdown, his second of the ball game.
He definitely didn't back down from anyone. All of the intense rivals that we had, the Steelers game and the Titans game, the Colts game, even the Texans. You know, guys try and come up and shell G and do a little extra stuff. But listen, you shelved the wrong guy who shelved Greg Jones.
Yeah. Awesome pushing and shoving now. Greg Jones getting into it with Lamar Woodley.
I've never seen him lose a fight. I remember him getting several scuffles, you know, even in games, and he always came out on top. He's a tough, tough player, a guy that just never quit either.
Here's the handoff to Jones, trying to get outside. He does. He's in the 50. Put his head up. Look at Josh. He's still on the run. Inside the 40 and down to the 37-yard line. He's
going to
go over 100.
And he's going to 1, 2, 3.
So now we'd like to welcome up Greg Jones and his wife, Dana. So welcome.
Hello, how y'all doing? It's been a while since I've seen, I guess, everybody's face in here. So I guess I'd like to say thank you for coming. People in this room, y'all truly meant so much to me. And I hope I lived up to the expectations of what y'all thought about me. And it must come to an end sooner or later. And it's about that time. So just bear with me for a couple minutes. Well, I got a little speech I kind of typed up, so, you know, just bear with me. 10 years have flown by, but this time will be my last time speaking to y'all formally as an NFL player. It's been a time of happiness and grief, times where I've learned life lessons, and times when I've got knocked on my butt, both figuratively and literally. Football is a great game, and there's no argument about that. But at the same time, it's a relationship. You must nurture it, spend time with it, by lifting weights, running, and studying plays. If you do all these things, football will love you back, and the feeling will be unexplainable. It's a game that cannot be cheated, but like any other relationship, when one side starts mistreating the other, it's time for those two to go their separate ways. I will always love this game, and it will always be a part of me. I'd like to acknowledge a special group of people before I go. These people were committed to their jobs on a daily basis, even though when time got tough, believe me, it did. They did it anyway. First of all, God has blessed me with so much. I'd like to thank him for his grace in equipping me to play this sport. Thank you to my wife, Dana. If not for her for keeping me in order, both here and at home, I won't be up here right now. My three kids, Greg Jr., Caden, and Carter, for loving me whether we won or faced defeat, being there for me when I couldn't, be there for them, hugging me when I walked through the door, all of which was priceless. My grandmother, although she's no longer with us, she instilled in me both hard work, drive, and manners, which will all take me places that money can't. Although she never seen me play at times, I always felt like she was there. My mother, who sacrificed so much when I was growing up, my Aunt Sadie for keeping me on the straight and narrow. Coach Brown, of course, for traveling to beautiful South Carolina to give a small-town kid like me a chance to be a Seminole. Thanks to Jack Del Rio, Shaq Harris, Gene Smith, Wayne Weaver for drafting me, believing in me. Even when I tore my ACL the second time, they still believed in me. My two running back coaches, Kenny Pola, for giving me my foundation and showing me the fundamentals of playing the game and being a professional. But most importantly, he shared how to be a good husband and father. I am forever grateful. Coach Kroon for just being there, talking life lessons and challenging me during the tough times. I appreciate you. To conclude, I can't forget these guys. Guys in the training room, Mike Ryan, Justin, Dre, Joe, Rod. I appreciate you. Coming up here early in the morning when you have to, staying late, helping me just to get me back on the field. The guys in the equipment room, Drew, George, Slingblade, and all the others, keeping me fresh, keeping me warm, keeping me looking good. I truly appreciate you. Ryan, Skip, Perkins, O, all those conversations we had in the walking through the hallways, I truly much enjoyed, but at the same time, I'll miss. Also to the video staff for making all those cut-ups for me during the off-season and during the game week, I appreciate you. If I have forgotten anybody, I'm truly sorry. I want to say thank you from the bottom of my heart. And lastly, Shaq Khan, David Caldwell, Gus Bradley, I appreciate you for making this happen. And goodbye.
Thank you. Thank you. questions. Start with you, Vito.
What was the highlight for you?
Being here. Highlight moment. Playing the Steelers in the playoffs. Walking out of out of the tunnel, it was snowing and the field was muddy, and this looked like something from a throwback, you know, playoff game, like a Bears game or something like that, like how the greats played back in the heyday. That right there probably be like the highlight of my career. Just playing there, just in the atmosphere, it was just, I loved it, and it's unexplainable. I'm quite sure the people in the room, if they've been there at the time, so you got to ask one of them. So I just loved it. Because the city has meant so much to me and my family and the team, and I just felt like it was the right thing for me to do. And, you know, my kids love the Jaguars. Even when we was in Houston, I was playing there. They're still with Jaguar fans. When Jacksonville came, they played out in Houston. They came to the game in Jaguar gear, you know. So, I mean, but I'll always be in Jacksonville. I mean, you know, my heart will always be here, you know. Even though I bleed garnet and gold, I bleed teal and black now. So, you know, I love the city. I love the team. And no matter what people may say, that's how I'm cut right now.
Right now that you've got this time on your hands, what will you do to not drive Dana crazy on a full-time basis? Are you going to look to get into any administrative-type work, coaching, or anything like that?
Yes, my next chapter in life, I want to get either in coaching or on the personnel side. I love the game of football, and I want to be around it, so that's my next step. I'm working on that right now, and hopefully y'all will see me somewhere coaching, you know, scouting or something. So we'll see.
Do you have anything lined up or close?
No. This week I was in Louisville at the coaching convention, just networking a little bit, but nothing, you know, that's concrete. So it's a hard thing to get into, but I'm working on it. I would like to do pros. You know, eventually I would like to be an offensive coordinator. So it's a lot of work. It's a lot of work to get there, but I'm ready to work. I'm ready to grind. So we'll see.
Craig, you mentioned it's you know, this day comes for everybody. If it had to come, you know, what does it mean for this to happen?
It means a lot because, you know, y'all didn't have to be here. Jacksonville Jaguars didn't have to do this, you know. It just means a lot to me and my family. It just, because y'all have done so much for me, and it just, in the city, I can't explain it, but it just means a lot to me.
How are your knees?
My knees are good now, you know. It's been about a year since I played. It's good. My body feels great, and, you know, I'm just trying to, you know, lose weight, get trim, and look good.
What do you think about the way that fullback position seems to be kind of being phased out? Is that something
there? A little bit, but I think it's a cycle, you know. I think everybody wants to spread the ball out, spread the formation out, and pass the ball. But I think you give it another year or so, somebody wins the Super Bowl, couple teams do good running the ball and with the fullback, and everybody go back to that. So it's just a cycle. That's all football is, really. No question. No question. Want to always be on my team. I have about 2 or 3 of them.
No, you didn't play last year, but did you give any thought to possibly trying to come back this year and hook on with anybody?
You know what? When I was in New Orleans doing the training camp, and I was out there running around the practice, and I was like, man, I don't know. So I told my wife, either if I got on the team this year or not, this is going to be my last year regardless. I knew when you're a player, you kind of know it's that time. So it was that time for me to go, and I'm kind of glad that I can go out like this.
So you're pretty healthy
now, though? Yeah, well, I'm pretty healthy, Vito. I'm good. I'm good to go. I got regular aches and pains, but other than that, I'm good. I'm fine.
Craig, Josh mentioned earlier, but the hit in North Carolina, I mean, I think a lot of people are going to remember you. Even Jaguars fans will remember you for that play. I mean, is that okay?
It's okay. I mean, it don't bother me, you know, just as long as you remember me as just a great player or somebody's a team player, I'm fine about that.
I mean, what is that? What do you remember about that play? I mean, that you watch it on YouTube
every once in a while? I think more of my kids watch it than anything, because they don't know about me playing football there, so they might pull it up every now and then, and I guess they're so surprised that, you know, I was a running back and I could do, and that happened. So, just more or less, you know, they watch it and it is what it is.
Will you reach out to Florida State to possibly see if there's anything there that you might be able to?
If the road takes me there, I will. But, you know, I want to stay on the pro side, really. Hopefully use my connections and, you know, for the people I know who's passed through here, the coaches, and, you know, we'll see.
Did you miss the limelight more than, you know,
having Reese's
all
this physical? Nah. No, I didn't miss the limelight because, I mean, if you're a football, one thing about football players, when they line up or when they go to scout reports or watch tape, they know who, they can see who, watch and pay attention to see who can play, who cannot play. So, I mean, just as long as the other guys on the other side of the white line knew the deal, knew that I was a good player, then I was fine with that.
And if you look back, you started out as a running back, and everybody loved to carry. You became known more as a blocking fullback. That's it, okay? And you're good?
Yes, I'm good. I'm good with that. You know, it was times in the past where I thought about it, what could have, but other than that, I just took it in stride and tried to be the best at it as I can, and hopefully I was the best during that time. Yeah, of course. I mean, some people ask me, what if, you know, some when I go back to Florida State, some people ask me, well, if you didn't, you know, tore that knee, you ever thought about it? I'm like, yeah, but things happen for a reason. You know, if I didn't, would I have played 10 years? Maybe, maybe not. So I was blessed just to be here and play 10 years. Some people can't say that, you know. Some people are blessed to play, you know, 15, 16 years. So, Scobie, you up? Yeah, so, I mean, things happen for a reason. I just took it in stride and I kept it moving.
Thank you all very much. Get a picture of you and we'll move this in front of you. Hang on, picture of you, please, Dan. You and Greg. You and Dave, Brandon. You probably want to go from there, Brandon.